You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've got two of my favorite business people in South Florida, Philip Spiegelman, who single-handedly, with his partner Craig Studnicki, has probably sold, what, over 150 buildings out?
Damn close.
Yeah, how do you say single-handedly with his partner?
Well, you do it that way.
Isn't that an oxymoron right there?
Well, you know, I do a lot of oxymorons.
One hand at a time.
We're two-handed real estate time. Guys.
Yeah, they know how to do it. It's the way it is.
We're ambidextrous, actually.
There you go. Either hand, they can come in the left or the right. They're actually purple.
Exactly.
They don't do red, they don't do blue, they do purple. Bruce is going to pick me apart, so I'm just going to toss it to Bruce. Bruce, you helped come up with the original branding for Miami, the Script M. How is Miami managing its brand going forward with all of the challenges? And I don't want to use, these are words I hate, millennial, headwinds, whatever. But Miami's faced a couple of headwinds this summer, and people blamed the light art Basil on it. How is Miami going to try to reposition its brand? I got to tell you before you start, I don't think it matters. I think that as long as people hear Miami, they're thinking Miami. They're not thinking that Zika thing or whatever.
Well, hold on a second. First of all, Miami has had a boom and bust relationship with investment and tourists since it started. So clearly, this is nothing new. It's nothing that's just happened because of millennials or the internet or mosquitoes or whatever. It's something that we go through on a regular basis. And there's a lot of reasons why, but one of the most important is that we are the place people love to hate. I spoke to a friend of mine yesterday. He's in Minneapolis. It's 3 below, but as he says, but it's 35 below with the wind chill. My dog won't even go outside to go to the bathroom, right?
Wow, so, he's proud.
Yeah, so what can I say to the guy that's not going to have him go, rassar, rassar,
rassar. He's a putz.
I'm standing outside, I'm by the pool, I'm going bike riding,
exactly.
I'm going for a walk to walk the dogs. We are the place people love to hate. At the same time, they want to be here. Now, we've had issues happen throughout history.
Sure.
But what we offer in lifestyle, quality of life, Philip said it, quality of life, quality of air, quality of existence.
Momentum.
Is so incredible. And now with what's happening, we used to be a single-faceted or dual-faceted destination. Now we are so multifaceted that we're like a 3D chess game. Because you can come here for weather, you can come here for international, you can come here for food, you can come here for arts and culture, for fashion, for whatever you want. And it's the only place where you can combine them. Nowhere else in the world can you combine tropical and cosmopolitan.
Not only that, Philip used as a strength what used to be one of the weaknesses people used against us. I'm going to use the word, Phil, education. When you said that people come here for education, well, you couldn't see it on that, but I did run outside and do a dance in the hallway.
No, I got to tell you, the University of Miami, which used to be recognized as the party school of the United States, is now considered actually outranking University of Florida, I believe, in recent statistics. Hard for me to believe, but for a lot of very proud U of M students and faculty running around.
Gators are still pretty damn good, too.
I'm a Gator.
I know. We all were we got a triple Gator here talking about the U.
But there's a very interesting thing you both brought up. When you said what used to be a detriment is now being an has become an asset. One of the great ways, we talked about authentic truth,
we talked about this.
One of the great things is the ability to turn your liabilities into an asset.
Oh.
One of the strongest marketing things you can do is make your scar your star. And you might remember, and let's get a little personal here, when you and I were talking about the show, and you were saying to me how you try to keep the show calm, you try to keep it quiet because it's a serious business show. And I said, really? But that's not who you are. You are a bundle of energy. Why doesn't that come across? And now I can barely sit in this room with you without getting elbowed in the head
while you're jumping around.
Right.
So show people that we're having a great time.
The uniqueness of who you are, what you used to think was a negative, that energy.
I was told that.
I was too. I used to get those report cards. Bruce does very well in class, but he'd be better off if he would be quiet and stop.
Now we're allowed to have excitement and
but
passion.
But now that level of excitement.
Passion. Sorry, Bruce.
No,
I'm jumping on you.
I made my point.
No, make it again. Finish up, because me and Bruce, we jumped on the back of your punchline.
The idea is simply to turn your liability into your assets. And that's what we've been talking about today. Finding the things that you think have been getting in your way, because let's face it, most of us who are selling something are egomaniacs with inferiority complexes.
High five to
we're
you.
Egomaniacal about what it is we're selling, but as soon as someone asks us, we go, oh yeah, but this whole, it's like inviting people over. You want them to come see your house, but then you say, oh, sorry, the dog made that mess. Oh, sorry, my kids left that. Really? We all have dogs. We all have kids. We all have messes in our houses. We only see the warts when we're selling it, but that's what makes us human, and that's what people buy.
You see, I think that we talked about it earlier, and I kind of make fun of it, and we talk about that everybody's qualified when they get to the table. And then in your book, and people really, how do they get your book? It's on Amazon?
Yeah, it's on Amazon, All About Them. My name is Bruce Turkell. It's very easy to find. And please, when you read it, go put a review also.
I loved it. I reviewed it.
Yeah,
I'm giving it out.
Yeah, you had a beautiful review.
You know, and one of the points that it makes is that you have to be, first of all, comfortable with yourself, find out who you are, and project that, and to be transparent. And I had a meeting yesterday where the people, they brought me in. I was the expert. I brought my briefcase. I flew in from out of town, and I became the expert. And then they asked me, Jim, this is the way we're thinking about things. What do you think? And I got to tell you, Bruce, I turned away a little business here. I said to them, listen, if this is what you want, maybe you want to talk to these guys this way, ask them these questions. I said, when they come back, if they're not appropriate, I'm happy to help you.
Right.
I'm happy to help you, but maybe you need to see if these people are the right people first. And oh, by the way, maybe we'll do something else down the road. And I built who I was. I told them who I was.
Exactly
no?
right. Exactly right.
It's all about relationship building, and you do that amazingly well.
Thank you so much, and it is. And that's why I like people to call me about the mortgages, because the mortgages, it's a craft. It's a craft. Everybody thinks it's easy, but it's not, and you have to work together to make sure it's right. That's why I love working with ISG, the team of the people. They're professionals. Wanda, I just want to make sure how much time, because I want to have like a couple minutes left to say Merry Hanukkah and Happy Christmas.
Like 4 minutes.
4 minutes? Okay.
No, three. Give
3 minutes?
Three.
No, two, one. You got 1 minute.
No,
because it's 30 seconds.
I realize that, yeah, okay.
Now I have 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, now we have like no time. What was that Christmas song you were? I forgot.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, that one. There's two.
Oh, and then the other one was the guy about Hanukkah from.
Oh, no, I already played that one.
No, not the one from the guy from Saturday Night Live.
Adam Sandler's
Precious
Eight Crazy Nights.
How about you do this?
You want the Hanukkah song?
No, what I want is for you to play whatever you want.
I want to play the Bruce Springsteen song.
Well, then go ahead and try that.
Which one was that?
It was called Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
And he is.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, listen, I want to thank my great guests. I hope we had a great holiday show. I hope you saw it on Facebook Live. Phillip's got his red pocket scarf in.
Power scarf.
I got Bruce here. Bruce always makes the room a joy to be in. Wanda actually threw her personality on the show. God bless you, Wanda. I love your girlfriend.
Oh, and-